either reserve. You're listening to leaders.com.
When my ummah will make those things which Allah made haram halal for themselves, when they will openly violate the commands of Allah, when riba will become haram in my ummah, when sharab will become haram in my ummah, when wearing of silk, and in one riwayat gold, necklaces, earrings, the men of my ummah will wear, when musical instruments will become the order of the day, and pop stars, the very dregs of society, will be looked up to and revered and honored. Janab Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when these things will come alive in my ummah, then they will go to sleep one night, some sections of my ummah, and the next morning they will wake up in a manner that Allah has distorted their appearances to appear as monkeys and pigs. This ummah, by its haram and by its flagrant violation of the commands of Allah, is sitting on a time bomb, has openly declared war with Allah. We can go on blaming others. We can go on cursing others. The fact of the matter, my respected brothers, is that they did not tell us to disobey Allah. We have turned our backs on Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have to come back to Allah. We have to knock the door of Allah's mercy. Really, if we look at the amal of the ummah today, which wrong and which vice that the nations of the past did, whether it was Aad, whether it was Samud, whether it was Qawm Nuh, whether it was Qawm Lut, which wrong and vice that the nations of the past did is not alive today to a greater extent in this ummah. It is only the mercy of Allah. That youngster who grabs hold of the collar of his father and says to his father that, what did you ever do for me? And that youngster who rages at his mother, that who gave you permission to walk into my room? When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when Qiyamah will come close, then the mothers of this ummah will be treated like slaves by their own children. That declaration of that youngster, wallah, if it were not for the tears of that Nabi, if it were not for the crying of that Nabi, that he begged Allah to not make the decision of umumi azab for his ummah till Qiyamah, if it were not for that decision that he took from Allah, there would be pigs and monkeys walking on the surface of this earth today. This ummah has openly signed a writ and a declaration of war with Allah. What difference is there between a highway robber and that brother or that father who usurps the inheritance of the females in his family? The highway robber we look down upon, the other person we make him a chairman and we look up towards him. And we revere him in society. بِاسْتِحْلَالِهِمُ الْمَحَارِمُ. This is the month of Mi'raj. We'll hear throughout the month what Allah showed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as to what is happening to this ummah. There's no time to go into the details. There's one or two examples where he saw individuals of his ummah, rocks, boulders were used to smash their heads. And the boulder would run for a long distance. And then when it was taken back up to the top of the mountain, the head would have been restored in its original form for that boulder to come crushing down again. He said, Subhanallah. Ya Jibreel, O Jibreel, what is this? He was told, Haulai min ummatik, alladheena thaqulat rusuhum anis salah. He said, oh my beloved Nabi, these are those ummatis of yours. These are those ummatis of yours who when the time of salah came, their heads became very heavy. He saw people, cauldrons of food in front of them, one with fresh, wholesome food, the other one with blood and pus and rotten flesh. They left the wholesome food and they were eating the boiling, fetid blood and pus. When it would be brought close, according to another riwayat, when it would be brought close to their faces, such was the heat that the flesh of their cheeks would melt. He asked Jibreel, what is this? Jibreel says, these are those ummatis of yours. These are those ummatis of yours. Allah gave them halal partners. Allah gave them halal partners. They left those halal partners and committed zina with halal. It is only the tears of that Nabi. It is only the qurbani of that Nabi. It is only the decision which he took from Allah that the umumi azab of Allah has not come upon us. But everywhere around us are the athar, are the indications of the ghadab and the anger of Allah. Our problem doesn't lie with others. This ummah problem is between itself and its Allah. مَنْ أَصْلَحَ مَا بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ اللَّهِ أَصْلَحَ اللَّهُ مَا بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ خَلْقِهِ. He who will correct his relationship with Allah, Allah will correct his relationship with the entire creation. When he becomes Allah's, سَيَجْعَلُ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَانُ وُدَّا, Allah will make the whole world love him. This ummah is hated today because this ummah's heart does not contain that compassion and that love for hidayat for humanity, and that this insaniyat of the entire world should be saved from Jahannam and go to Jannah. That compassion and that rahmat and that mercy, which was the embodiment of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when that came out of the hearts of the ummah, Allah turned the hearts of humanity with hatred against the ummah. It is not our wealth and not our appearances that are bringing decisions from Allah. It is our amal. Such shafqat and kindness for his ummah that Atabi rahmatullah alayhi says, once I was sitting by the roza of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and one Bedouin came and he stood in front of the qabr of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he read the verse of the Quran, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهَ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ التَّوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. But Allah says, if they will sin and oppress their souls, and then they will come to you, O my Nabi, and they will seek the forgiveness of Allah, and you will seek forgiveness on their behalf, لَوَجَدُ اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. I confess to my wrongs, I seek the forgiveness of my Allah, and I seek your intercession before my Allah. And then he utters those timeless words, those couplets which stand today on the pillars in front of the Rosa of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, are written the words that were uttered by this Bedouin. Ya khayra man dufinat fil biqa'i a'zamuhu فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكب نفس الفداء لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. These words are written, and the balance of what he said is not written there. أنت الشفيع الذي ترجى شفاعته على الصراط إذا ما زلت القدم وصاحباك لا أنساهما أبدا مني السلام عليكم ما جرى القلم. He said, يَا خَيْرَ مَنْ دُفِنَتْ فِي الْبِقَاءِ عَظَمُهُ. The greatest and the most honored, with whose presence the bowel of this earth was blessed, whose very existence caused the winds and the mountains of this world to be honored. أَنْتَ الشَّفِيعُ الَّذِي تُرْجَى يَا خَيْرَ مَنْ دُفِنَتْ فِي الْبِقَاءِ عَظَمُهُ فَطَابَ مِنْ طِيبِهِنَّ الْقَاعُ وَالْأَكَمُ نَفْسِ الْفِدَاءُ لِقَبْرٍ أَنْتَ سَاكِنُهُ. May my life be sacrificed for this grave in which you are living. For in this grave is chastity, for in this grave is honor, for in this grave is generosity. You are the one whose intercession is hoped for on the day when we will be crossing the Sirat. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be standing on the banks of the Sirat. Rabbi sallim sallim, Rabbi sallim sallim. Oh Allah, have mercy for my ummat. Oh Allah, have mercy for my ummat. Oh Allah, don't let them fall into Jahannam. He says, on that day, without your sifarish, without your intercession, we will never be saved. Masahibaka la ansahuma abada. And your two companions also, I will never forget them. As long as pens are writing, may my salams be upon you and your two companions. He said these words and he went away. Atabi says, I fell asleep and I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a dream. And he said to me, Atabi, adrikil ashab, adrikil ashab, adrikil arab. Oh Atabi, one find that Bedouin, one find that Bedouin and tell him that Allah has made his maghfirat, that Allah has forgiven him. Such a Nabi, everything was given for this ummah. He left no stone unturned. This was that Nabi of Allah, that once he is sleeping in the open, one tree from a far distance uproots itself and comes walking to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, stands at his side and then goes back to where it came from. When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam wakes up, Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in astonishment, he says, oh my beloved Nabi, oh my beloved Nabi, do you know what happened? And he relates to him what happened. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, oh Abu Huraira, that tree of Allah wished to see me. So it requested permission from Allah to enable it to see me. Ali radiallahu anhu says, I walked with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, mastaqbalahu hajar, wala shajar, wala madar, illa qala as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. We didn't pass by a stone, we didn't pass by a sand heap, we didn't pass by a clump of sand, except that it addressed him and said, peace and salutations be upon you, O the Rasul of Allah. Khubayb bin Yasaf, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in Badr, his neck is struck, his head is hanging to one side. He comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah's Nabi passes his hand over the neck of Khubayb and the wound is completely cured. Habib bin Fudayk radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, my father, he became blind. I brought him to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam blew into his eyes. He says, wallah, wallah, I saw my father putting a piece of cotton into the eye of a needle when he was 80 years of age. Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in Hunayn, in the initial stages, many of the Sahaba ran away from the battlefield. There were only 17 left. Eventually they returned back. Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu, on that day, He was wounded from head to toe. There was not a limb of his body that did not have some wound. He came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed his Mubarak hand over the body of Khalid. And Khalid says, it was as if there wasn't even a needle pricking my body. Abdullah bin Atiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his leg broken, tied up with a spleen. He comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam opens the bandage, passes his Mubarak hand over the leg of Abdullah bin Atiq, and his leg is restored back to normal. Sati Nabi. Allah Ibn Kaseer rahmatullahi alayhi mentions the distinction between Khalilullah and Habibullah. What is the friend of Allah? The other is the beloved of Allah. When he came to Khalilullah, وَلَا تُخْزِنِي يَوْمَ يُبْعَثُونَ. Ibrahim alayhi salam makes dua to Allah. Oh Allah, on the day of judgment, do not disgrace me. He made dua for Habibullah without dua. يَوْمَ لَا يُخْزِ اللَّهُ النَّبِي. That is the day when Allah will never disgrace His Nabi. Without dua. Khalilullah makes dua to Allah Ta'ala. As he is being thrown towards the fire, حَسْبِ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. حَسْبِ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. For Habibullah, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّبِي حَسْبُكَ اللَّهُ. He said, may Allah be sufficient for me. For Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam without dua, oh my beloved Nabi, your Allah is sufficient for you. وَالَّذِي أَطْمَعُ وَيَغْفِرَ لِي خَطِيَةِ يَوْمَ الدِّينِ. Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salam makes dua, that oh Allah, I have tamanna, I have tama, I have hope that you will forgive me on the day of judgment. For Habibullah, without dua, inna fatahna laka fatham mubina, liyaghfira laka Allahu ma taqaddama min dhanbika wa ma ta'akhkhar. O my Nabi, you are masoom, you will never sin. Should you sin, it is already forgiven by Allah. Khalilullah, wa kadhalika nuri Ibrahim, malakut as-samawati wal-ard, liyakuna min al-mukinin. Allah says, we showed Ibrahim alayhi salam the signs of the heavens and the earth. Ibrahim alayhi salam was shown the signs. That was Khalilullah for Habibullah. Subhanalladhi asra bi abdihi laylan min al-masjid al-haram ila al-masjid al-aqsa. From Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa. Right through the seven heavens. First step, on the first heaven, he meets Adam alayhi salam. Second step, second heaven, he meets Isa and Yahya alayhi salam. Third step, third heaven, he meets Yusuf alayhi salam. Fourth step, fourth heaven, he meets Idris alayhi salam. Fifth step, fifth heaven, he meets Harun alayhi salam. Sixth step, sixth heaven, he meets Musa alayhi salam. Seventh step, seventh heaven, he meets Ibrahim alayhi salam. Goes beyond, right up to the Sidratul Muntaha. The most powerful creation of Allah, Jibreel, says to him at that juncture, O my beloved Nabi, I cannot go beyond this, for I will be burnt to ashes. Where the physical and spiritual strength of Jibreel came to an end, there the physical strength of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam started. He went beyond the Sidratul Muntaha, beyond the Arsh of Allah. That personality for whom the arsh also wasn't the destination, the arsh was just a signpost towards the destination. Beyond the arsh of Allah, 70,000 veils in front, 70,000 veils in front of the arsh of Allah. Musa alayhi salam, Rabbi arini andur ilayk, O my Allah, reveal yourself to me. Lan tarani, O Musa, you cannot see me. وَلَكِنْ انظُرْ إِلَى الْجَبَلِ. Look towards the mountains. إِنْ اسْتَقَرَّ مَكَانَهُ فَسَوْفَ تَرَانِي. If the mountain is left standing, then you will see me. فَلَمَّا تَجَلَّى رَبُّهُ لِلْجَبَلِ. One tajalli of Allah. It comes in one riwayat that if one tajalli of Allah had to be revealed in its entirety, the seven heavens and the seven earths would be burned to ashes. Posh passion of Allah's tajalli is directed to the mountain. The mountain is rent asunder and Musa alayhi salam falls unconscious. What must have been the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What must have been the spiritual capacity within Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that enabled him to go beyond the arsh of Allah? And today his ummah is looking for success, is looking for dignity, is looking for honor in a tariqah and manner that is against that of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How can it ever be possible? One Bedouin came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he says, there are three declarations that you have made that I have got a problem with. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to him, what is troubling you? He says, the first thing you said is that the Arab nation will leave the religion of their forefathers and they will come into your religion. Where has such a thing ever happened in the past? The second thing you have said is that the Romans and the Persian empires will collapse at the feet of your ummah. We don't know where our next meal is going to come from. How can this ever happen? And the third thing you have said is that when we die and are buried and our bodies perish, Allah is going to resurrect and raise us up again in our original form. Has anybody who died came back again? So Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was unperturbed. He told him, O Bedouin, the Arabs will leave the religion of their forefathers and they will come into Islam. And you will see this happening. The Romans and the Persians, their empire will crumble at the feet of my ummah and you will see this happening also. As for the third thing, I will hold your hand on the day of judgment and remind you about it. So this Bedouin says, I still don't believe you. And he went away. At the time of Fateh Makkah, the Arab world came into Islam. He saw this. In the Khilafat of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in the campaign of Qadisiyah, the Persian Empire fell. And in Yarmouk, the Roman Empire fell. And he saw this also. So when he saw this happening, he remembered the conversation which he had with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he said to himself that the first two things that he said, you have seen it in your life. You better quickly accept his religion, for the third one must also be true. So he came to Medina Munawwara in the Khilafat of Umar radiallahu anhu and he accepted Islam. Sahaba say Umar would honor this person. He would go specially to visit him at his house. And when he would come into the majlis of Umar, Umar radiallahu ta'ala would stand up out of reverence and honor for this person. So they asked him that, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, why do you honor this person so much? Umar radiallahu anhu said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told this person that he will hold his hand on the day of judgment, and that person whose hand my Nabi holds, he will never leave him till he takes him to Jannah. So this person is a Jannati. This person is a Jannati whose hand Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would hold. Today whose hand is this ummah holding? Today whose hand is this ummah holding? Today this ummah by its action, who is it making enmity with? Who is it making war with? Even a policeman doesn't have to introduce himself by his uniform, you'll know he's a policeman. The army personnel doesn't have to introduce himself by his uniform, you will just look at him and you will know that he belongs to the army. Today the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has failed even to adopt the outward identity of its Nabi. We have become baghi, we have become open enemies of the way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That Nabi who gave everything for this ummah. The family of Ibrahim alayhi salam, Khalilullah, he makes dua to Allah, وَجْنُبْنِي وَبَنِيَّ أَنْ نَعْبُدَ الْأَصْنَامِ. O Allah, save my family from idol worship. That is Ali Ibrahim, the descendants of Ibrahim alayhi salam, he makes dua for them, for Ali Muhammad, for the descendants of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi sallam. No dua, innama yuridu Allah liyuzhiba ankum al-rijs ahl al-bayt wa yutahhirakum tathira. Allah has already decided that the family of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi sallam will be purified. Such a honorable family and descendants, yet such is his love and such is his shafqat and such is his mercy for his ummah, that he couldn't tolerate to see his sahaba suffering, yet for his own family, Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes dua, Allahumma ja'al rizqa Ali Muhammadin quta. O Allah, keep my family poor. O Allah, deprive my family of wealth. Qut in Arabic means sufficient food to keep your back straight. He said, give my family that much rozi, do not give them more than this. Why? So that till Qiyamah, he knew that majority of his ummah will be poor. He knew that majority of the homes of his ummah will suffer. So that they will have tasalli, and they will have comfort, that my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also suffered, and the family of my Nabi also suffered. So what is there if I also suffer? The fakr and poverty of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ulama explained, was not iltirari but ikhtiyari. Poverty was not forced upon him, he chose poverty. Arada alayya rabbi, arada alayya rabbi, an yaj'ala batha'a makkata dhahaban wa fidda, fa'abayt wa kultu ya rabbi, aju'u yawman wa ashba'u yawman, idha ju'tu tadarra'tu ilayka wa sa'altu, wa idha shabi'tu hamidtuka wa shakartu. He said, my Rabb presented to me, O my beloved Nabi, if you want, we will turn the mountain ranges of Makkah into gold for you, and they will follow you wherever you go. I said, no, my Allah, no, my Allah, I will go hungry one day, so that I may beg you and beseech you, and I will eat one day, so that I may praise you and make your sugar. He put his family into Qurbani also. Once, he's in the home of Umm Ayman, and he heard a knock at the door. Such was the bond of love and affection between him and his daughter Fatima radiallahu anha, that just on the knock, he says, innaha ladakku Fatima. Oh, Mayman, that is my daughter Fatima knocking on the door. And she has come at a time which is not normal for her to come. So there must be some need that has caused her to come. He became concerned. When she came in, as he called her closer, and he cuddled her and he embraced her, she burst into tears. So he said, oh my beloved daughter, what is the matter? What is troubling you? She said, oh my father, the malaika of Allah, the malaika of Allah read tasbih of Allah, and through the tasbih Allah sustains them. Oh my father, more than 3 days have passed and I have had nothing to eat. It was not easy for her to come and ask for assistance from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the 8 year period of her marriage to Ali radiallahu anhu, while Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was alive, there was only 2 occasions that she came for assistance to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Once was this occasion, and the other was the occasion when she came to ask for a servant on the insistence of Ali. There she didn't even ask. Out of embarrassment, she went away without asking. In this dunya, he kept his family in this poverty. And in akhirat, Sayyidatu Nisa'i Ahlil Jannah, Fatima. He gave her the sandari and the leadership of the women of Jannah. She said, oh my beloved father, I am hungry, that is why I have come. He said, by the qasam of that being, in whose hands lies the life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, oh my daughter, 1 month has passed and the stove has not been lit in the home of your father to cook food. And at this juncture even, he says to her, "Oh my daughter, the king of Fidak has sent some hadiya, khamsatu anuz, 5 goats. I can give them to you. Or if you want, I will give you 5 kalimats. Through which you will turn to Allah, and Allah will solve your problem." Even at this juncture, he does not tolerate that his daughter should ask for assistance. He tests her even at this juncture to turn the gaze and the temperament and the mizaj of this ummah away from this dunya towards akhirah, away from the material things of this world towards the treasures of akhirah. This was one of the primary efforts of every Nabi of Allah, to condition the minds of their ummah to take greater effect from the unseen than that which was apparent. That is why Ali radiallahu anhu said, "Lo kushif al ghita, lo kushif al ghita, mazdat tu imana." If the veil between us and akhirah had to be removed, Jannat and Jahannam had to come in front of our eyes, our iman wouldn't increase. Such an effort was made on the men, women and children of Madina Munawwara, that they were put onto qurbani, and then more qurbani, and then more qurbani. That everything was given for akhirat. Everything was given for the deen of Allah. The yaqeen of akhirat was instilled in their hearts. On one occasion, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addresses his sahaba and he says, يَدْخُلُ الرَّجْلُ عَلَى الْحَوْرَاءِ, that a person will enter into Jannat towards his wives. فَتَسْتَقْبِلُهُ بِالْمُعَانَقَةِ وَالْمُصَافَحَةِ. One rewayate it comes that the first gaze on the women of Jannat will be 40 years long. He will gaze for 40 years absolutely enthralled by the beauty of this woman. لو بسقت الحوراء في سبعة أبحر لمزجت الماء من عذوبة فمها. If she had to spit into this world, the waters of the 7 oceans of the world would become sweet. لو مذق بريقها أجاج لطاب. لو دعي بكلامها ميت لأجاب. If her spit had to be mixed with salty waters, it will become sweet. If a dead person had to hear her voice, he will come alive. And if a living person had to hear her voice, his liver will split. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, she will greet him lovingly by embracing him. فَبِهَيْهِ بَنَانٍ تُعَاطِي. Look at the beauty of the description. He doesn't describe the embrace. That possibly can't be described. So he said, then with what fingertips will she touch him? With what fingertips will she touch him? Sahaba say, Allah and his Rasul know best. He said, لو أن بنانا من بنانها بدا لطمس ضوء الشمس كما تطمس الشمس ضوء النجوم. He said, if a fingertip had to come into this world, then like when the sun rises, the stars become invisible, they haven't disappeared. The intensity of the radiance of the sun has blinded you to the light of the stars. He says, if her fingertip had to come into this world, the radiance of her fingertip will blind you to the sun. وَلَوْ أَنَّ تَاقَةً مِّن شَعْرِهَا بَدَتْ لَمَلَأَتْ مَا بَيْنَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ مِنْ طِيبِ رِيحِهَا. If one strand of her hair had to be hung in this world, then from the east to the west, the whole universe will be filled with the fragrance of the one strand of hair. فَبَيْنَمَا هُوَ مُتَّكِئٌ عَلَىٰ عَرِيكَةٍ مَعَهَا. One day he will be lying on a bed with this hoor of Jannat. إِذْ أَشْرَفَ عَلَيْهِ نُورٌ مِّن فَوْقِهِ. When all of a sudden, a light will shine up from above him. فظن أن الله تعالى قد أشرف على خلقه. Such will be the light that he will think to himself, Allah has revealed himself. So he will get up, and when he will look closer, he will see another hoor smiling down upon him. So he will say to her, who are you? Who are you? She will say, أنا من اللواتي. قال الله تعالى ولدينا مزيد. She will say, I am of those concerning whom Allah said, لهم ما يشاءون فيها. For you in Jannah is whatever you want, ولدينا مزيد, and beyond what you want extra from our side. She will say, I am from Mazid. فيتحول عندها. He will leave this one and go to that one. فَإِذَا مَعَهَا مِنَ الْجَمَالِ وَالْكَمَالِ مَا لَيْسَتْ مَعْلُولَ. He will experience more beauty and more ecstasy with her than he found with the first one. And then he will be with her for a little while. And little while is not worldly, little while is 40 years minimum. When all of a sudden another life will rise up. Again he will think Allah has revealed himself. He will look closer, it will be another hoor. She will be smiling at him. He will say to her, who are you? She will say, أَنَا مِنَ اللَّوَاتِ خُبِئْنَ لَكَ. I am from those who have been specially preserved for you. Don't you know, Allah says, فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ عَيُنْ جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. No nafs knows what we have concealed for them, things which will cool their eyes. This is a recompense for their amal. فَيَتَحَوَّلُ إِنَّهَا. He will go to her. And like this it will carry on, and it comes in one riwayat. Finally, he will see a blinding light that will surpass everything that he had seen before. And when he will look closer, it will be his wife from the dunya, smiling down upon him. This yaqeen, this conviction had entered the hearts of Sahaba. That is why they were not interested in the attractions of this world. خَمْسَةُ آيُنْ عَانُزْ أو خَمْسَ كَلِمَاتْ. O my daughter, five goats or five kalimat without hesitation. بَلْ خَمْسَ كَلِمَاتْ. Tell me the five kalimat. She forgot her hunger. Why? Akhirat was offered. يَا أَوَّلَ الْأَوَّلِينَ وَيَا آخِرَ الْآخِرِينَ وَيَا ذَا الْقُوَّةِ الْمَتِينَ وَيَا رَاحِمَ الْمَسَاكِينَ وَيَا أَرْحَمَ الْرَاحِمِينَ. O the first of the first, O the last of the last, O the owner of absolute power, O the one who is merciful upon those who are in need, O the most merciful of all those who show mercy. Address my Allah with these kalimat. Elated, overjoyed, she returns back. Ali, in trepidation, waiting. How did Rasulullah SAW react? Was he upset? Did he become angry? He looks at her and she says, oh Fatima, ma waraak, what happened? She says, zahabtu lid dunya. Oh my husband, I went for dunya, wajitu bil akhirah. And I came back with akhirat. When he heard this, he said, khayru ayyami ki hadihi. خَيْرُ أَيَّامِكِ هَذِهِ. Oh Fatima, this is the best day of your life. Ali radiallahu anhu also, on one occasion, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam offers him, Oh Ali, he is in need. There is no food in the home. This is the home of Nubuwwat. The home of the grandchildren of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For whom his love was intense. There's no time to go into details. Yet he says to Ali, 5,000 sheep. Oh Ali, 5,000 sheep I will give you. Oh, I will teach you one dua. If it was us, we'll say, give the dua and the sheep. In other words, we want dunya and deen. Dunya and akhirat.
Yeah.
Dunya and Akhirat, what it means to us is that I'll make my salah and I'll make my ibadah and with that I'll carry on as I'm carrying on. Like one person, I think it was Pakistan or India, we met him in Gush. So he's very happy. He says, I was reading Quran Sharif in my shop this morning. And one customer came in and he saw me and he said, you must be a very pious person. I left all the other carpet shops. I came to buy only from you because of your Quran Sharif. So he said, I saw an opportunity and the carpet I had marked for 16 rupees, I sold it to him for 48 rupees. The deen and dunya must go together. Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, without any hesitation, there was no question of hesitation when Sahaba were offered akhirat as compared to dunya. Immediately he said, O Nabi of Allah, teach me that dua, teach me that dua. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to him, Allahumma ghfirli dhambi, wa tayyibli kasbi, wa wassi'li khuluqi. وَقَنِّعْنِي بِمَا رَزَقْتَنِي وَلَا تُذْهِبْ قَلْبِي إِلَى شَيْءٍ صَرَفْتَهُ عَنِّي. O Ali, recite this. This is better for you than 5,000 goats. With this you will get dunya and akhirat. O Allah, forgive my sins. Purify my earnings. Broaden my character. Give me contentment over the sustenance which you have given me. And what you have not decreed for me, do not let my heart aspire for you. He is elated, because even if we look at it in this sense, each time you will say it 5,000 sheep, say it 2 times 10,000, say it 4 times 20,000. The reality is, one time is more than the whole world and whatever it contains. But just for our understanding, mizaj of Sahaba was made, the zehn of Sahaba, the minds of Sahaba were conditioned to give preference to akhirat over this dunya. The yaqeen of akhirat became such that they had more conviction on that which Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said over that which they saw with their own eyes. Why? Because an environment of iman, an effort of iman was taking place in Medina Munawwara, where everything was given for the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Where Allah commands His Nabi, "Qul." Tell them, هذه سبيلي أدعو إلى الله على بصيرة أنا ومن اتبعني. O my beloved Nabi, tell them, this is my road, this is my way, this is my mission. Mufassirin explain سبيلي. They say, طريق حياتي أي مقصد حياتي. The way of my life, the object of my life is that I invite to Allah, I call to Allah, دعوت and تبليغ. Dawat and tabligh is not the work of a jamaat, is not the work of a group, is not the work of an organization. It is the command of Allah. Dawat is the lifeblood of this ummah. Mufassirin explain, sabili. They say this word sabili comes from sabal. Sabal means rainwater. 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 The dead ground comes alive when the rain falls. This is Allah's system. When the ummah will come on da'wah, when each ummati will regard himself to be a muballigh, when he will become a da'i, then this effort of da'wah, like rainwater, brings the dead land alive. Da'wah will bring every command of Allah alive in this world. Hadihi. Hadihi. In Arabic is ishara qareeb. When you point to something near, you use the word hadihi. In balaghat, in eloquence, you use the word hadihi for something that is easy. Allah is saying, tell them hadihi sabili. Dawat in Allah is near, it is easy, it is attainable. If you look in the time of Sahaba, their wives were made widows. Their children were made orphans. They had to tie stones to their stomach for the sake of Dawat in Allah. For the concern of humanity. So that this insaniyat could be saved from Jahannam and go to Jannat. Sahaba underwent untold sacrifices. The beloved Rasul of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Months would pass, there was no food in the home. 23 years of nubuwwat. Ulama explain, in that 23 year period, you will not find 3 consecutive days in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had food to eat. You will not find any 3 days like that. You will find many 3 days when he had no food to eat. But there was never once an occasion where 3 days consecutively he had food to eat. Not a single day, not a single night when he didn't cry for this ummah. To the extent that that Allah who sent him to cry, that Allah who sent him to sacrifice for hidayat, that Allah who sent him as a rahmat and a mercy for humanity, that Allah who sent him to strive so that this deen can come alive, the same Allah is saying to him, "Oh my beloved Nabi, I did not tell you to cry so much. I did not tell you to suffer so much. Lessen your suffering, lessen your fikr, lessen your crying. لَعَلَّكَ بَاقِعٌ نَفْسَكَ أَلَّا يَكُونُوا مُؤْمِنِينَ لَعَلَّكَ بَاقِعٌ نَفْسَكَ عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ إِلَّمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ أَسَفًا مَا أَنْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِجَبَّارِ لَسْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِوَكِيلِ لَسْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِمُسَيْطِرِ وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَلَا يَحْزُنْكَ كُفْرُهُ. And yet Allah is saying, هَذِهِ, this is easy. Outwardly it appears to be difficult to leave one's family for 4 months, to leave one's business and commitments for 4 months and 40 days, every day 2.5 hours to the masjid, 3 days every month. And yet Quran is saying, هذه, this is easy. Ulama explain that outwardly it may appear difficult, but when the love, when the flame of the love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is kindled in the heart, and this heart starts burning with the love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then automatically it will become easy. Because Allah has made it in the fitrat of this ummah, it is in the nature of this ummah to sacrifice in the way of Allah. This is the lifeblood of this ummah. Dawat is the mizaj of this ummah. Dawat ilallah is the temperament of this ummah. Dawat ilallah is part of the nature of this ummah. This ummah is alive when it is striving in the way of Allah. This ummah, if it is not striving in the way of Allah, its heart is dead. Like a mother, a young girl, she's sleeping, she's lazy, she doesn't want to get up. Yet, when she is given motherhood, that child is born, that same lazy young girl is now staying awake at night. The same lazy young girl is getting up 2-3 in the morning to make the milk hot. The same lazy young girl is cleaning this child, cleansing this child, and she is doing it happily. Because the love of motherhood, Allah has put it in her fitrah. So that when the embers of motherhood are woken up, automatically that which was difficult for her becomes easy. When this ummah, when the flames of the love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam will come alive in this ummah, automatically to sacrifice for deen will become easy for this ummah. Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, all his family members sacrificed. Their bodies lying around him. Yet he looks at that army of 3,000. لَإِنْ كَانَتِ الدُّنْيَا تُعَدُّ نَفِيسَةً فَدَارُ ثَوَابِ اللَّهِ أَعْلَى وَأَنْذُلُ وَإِنْ كَانَتِ الْأَبْدَانُ لِلْمَوْتِ أُنْشِبَتْ فَقَتْلُ امْرِئٍ بِالسَّيْفِ فِي اللَّهِ أَجْمَلُ. He says, if this world and its entrapments and its luxuries and its attractions is regarded as valuable, Abdullah, push me forward, help me to go forward. Abdullah bin Umar says to him, "Oh Abu Aqil, the call is not for you. The call is not for you. The call is for those who are healthy." He says, "Oh Ibn Umar, The call was not made, Ya al-Asihha min al-Ansar, or the healthy among the Ansar. Whenever throughout my life the call for Allah's deen was made, regardless of my situation, regardless of my circumstances, the call for deen and the effort of deen and the effort of hidayat never fell on deaf ears. I responded regardless of my situation throughout my life. They were the living embodiment of the command of Allah, Infiru khifafan wa thiqala wa jahidu bi amwalikum wa anfusikum fi sabilillah. In ease, in adversity, in wealth, in poverty, in hardship, in comfort, in every circumstance or situation, strive in the way of Allah with your wealth and with your lives. ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. This is better for you. This is that ummah. Allah says, أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ. You were taken out. You were selected. You were chosen for the effort of hidayat. Humanity in millions is going towards Jahannam. Whose cry is this? Whose concern is this? Whose worry is this? Which facet of this ummah today is not a source of pain to the Nabi of this ummah? The youth of the youngsters of this ummah is like an arrow that is being fired at the Mubarak ruh of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Medina Munawwara. The shamelessness of the women of this ummah is like an arrow. The treachery and lies and riba of the businessmen of this ummah is an arrow. The injustice of the lawyers of this ummah is an arrow. The oppression of the fathers of this ummah upon their children is an arrow. The injustice of the mothers of this ummah, that 9-year-old child or 10-year-old child, the mother with the dark sunglasses, with the hair open, with a fancy car, that child with a skirt on, with a ponytail, being dropped off at school or being dropped off at the park. Those masoom children given the instruments daily to defy the command of Allah, given the instruments daily of behayai, of shamelessness. Who is going to teach that 9-year-old child that you have to become the daughter of Fatima? Who is going to teach her what were the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What zulm, what oppression did those children ask their mothers and ask their fathers that feed us for the cause of Jahannam? They were given as an amanat, they were given as a trust to us. The parenthood of the parents of this ummah today is an arrow that is being fired at the Mubarak heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Medina Munawwara. 1 billion arrows, 1 billion arrows. Which facet of this ummah today is a coolness to the Nabi? Which section of this ummah today is a source of comfort to the Nabi? 1 billion arrows at one time in his Mubarak heart, and still he is saying, Ya Rabbi Ummati Ummati, Ya Rabbi Ummati Ummati, Ya Rabbi Ummati Ummati. Tomorrow and Sahara will come, what face are we going to show? He said, oh Ibn Umar, never was the call of deen made and it fell on deaf ears. Today also I will respond to that call. Today also I will respond to that call. Help me up. Ibn Umar picks him up, places him on the rock, and he starts shouting, Ya ma'ashar al-ansar, karratan ka karrati Hunayn, yawman ka yawmi Badr. Bring Hunayn to mind, bring Badr to mind. Sahaba say it was like a fervor of lightning that went through their hearts. 3,000 Ansar came together. 3,000 Ansar, Abu Dujana Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Ka'ab bin Ajwa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Bara bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sama bin Kharshana radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Abbad bin Bishr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Muslim bin Maslama bin Muhakkam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Shurahbil bin Hasana radiallahu ta'ala anhu. 3,000 Ansari youngsters marched forward with this fervor and they repelled 100,000 strong army. So that at the end of the day, I'm cutting the incident short. As Sahaba were returning, Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, that I passed by one person and I heard a weak voice calling out to me. He said, I investigated and I found Abu Aqil radiallahu ta'ala anhu in the last gasp of his life. He says, I knelt down and he asked me only one question, liman iddabara. O Ibn Umar, tell me, O Ibn Umar, tell me, has Allah's deen been established? Has Allah's deen been established? Ibn Umar said, I said, smiled to him and I said, yes, Allah's deen has been established. And he smiled and he passed away in that condition. Like that brother from Qatar, he says that the conditioning of our minds today is where Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu in the Quran. O you who believe, ma lakum idha qila lakum unfiru fi sabilillah, ittaqaltum ila al-ard, araditum min hayati dunya min al-akhirah, fama mata'u al-hayati dunya fi al-akhirati illa qaleel. O you who believe, what is wrong with you when it is set aside in the way of Allah? You are clinging to the earth, have you become happy with the dunya of akhirat? He says, where Allah says, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu in the Quran, then for us today, it refers to Sahaba. They are being told. And Jannat is for us. The pleasure of Allah is for us and Akhirat is for us. We are living in a fool's paradise. May Allah fill the qabr of Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi with Noor. That lesson which this Ummah forgot, and not only forgot that they forgot. هذه سبيلي أدعو إلى الله على بصيرة أنا ومن اتبعني أنا ومن اتبعني myself and everyone who will bring iman on me, whether he is white, whether he is black, whether he is rich, whether he is poor, whether he is educated or whether he is uneducated, whether he lives in Africa or in America or in Europe or in Asia. Janab Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is commanded by Allah to tell your entire ummah that like you finished yourself for the hidayat of humanity, they also have been sent, selected and chosen by Allah to raise the name of Allah on this earth, to introduce one of the thirsty makhluk of Allah to Allah, knock door upon door, bring one person back to Allah, link them to Allah, unite them with Allah. Ijtimaj which are taking place, my respected brothers, are not there just to have bayans or just to have gatherings. That ijtima next week in Brits is not the ijtima of Brits. That ijtima is the cry and concern for the Jannat of the last person to come before Qiyamah. That for which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam finished himself. That for which he tied stones to his stomach. That for which family member upon family member was sacrificed. That Ya Allah give my ummah hidayat. Ya Allah give my ummah hidayat. Ya Allah save this humanity from Jahannam. They pelted him. They persecuted him. Yet still his reaction, Allahumma ahdi qawmi. Allahumma ahdi qawmi. Fa'innahum la ya'lamun. O Allah give them hidayat. O Allah guide them, for they do not know what they are doing. That was his day. That was his night. This ishtima is for each one of us. Over the past to make tawbah. And from here to make decision. That from now till I die, I will make the work of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam the object of my life, and I will become a mercy like he was a mercy. Ar-Rahimun, Yarhamhum Ar-Rahman. Those who will be merciful, Allah will have mercy on them. Irhamu man fil ard, yarhamkum man fis sama. Have mercy upon the people of this earth. The one in the heavens will have mercy upon you. The first step for this, to learn this mercy, the legacy of mercy, the concern and worry of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have to stand up and give our name to go four months in the path of Allah. Come my respected friends. Himmat karke bolo bhai. Chalo bhai, likhne wale kahan hain? Bayans we have heard, abhi se hum sun ke sun ho gaya. We've heard and heard and heard, it goes through 1 year, comes out the other year. This is an ummah of qurbani, this is an ummah of mujahada, this is an ummah of sacrifice. Knock the door of tawbah, return back to our Allah. Come my respected brothers, himmat karke bolo bhai. Don't wait for other names to be taken. Let there be an environment of standing. Most of us must be tired also sitting. Stand up now, make it easy. Our knees are also crying out. Chalo bhai, himmat karke bolo. MashaAllah, taqabbalallah, barakallah. Stand up, give our names, mashaAllah. The standing up is not, you're not signing any legal document, there won't be any repercussions. We are putting application in Allah's court to accept us. Without Allah's acceptance, we can't take one step. Youngsters are standing up, the older ones amongst us should be standing up also. Those with the white beards also should be standing
up.
MashaAllah, taqabbalallah. Who else? Himmat karke bolo. Please, no one leave. We are beseeching you, do not disrupt the tashkil. Tashkil is a very important part of our effort, very successful. More brothers should be giving their names. Himmat karke bolo, my dear. Please, brothers that are leaving, we receive you a few more minutes of patience. Allah will reward you. We can't make niyat for 4 months, make niyat for 40 days also. 40 days inshallah from the Ishtima to go to the bathroom. The desire is there in our heart, my respected brothers. The need now is for us to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make tawbah. Knock the door of Allah. Beg Allah ta'ala to accept us. We have 1 week before the ishtima. Let us now start making effort to prepare others. Make our women folk fikrman. Let them start in the Yasin Sharif. Make his dua to Allah ta'ala for the hidayat of the ishtima. For the acceptance of the ishtima. That the ishtima becomes the means of hidayat. Every one of us make this niyat that inshallah from now till next week we're going to make this effort. One, we will attend the ishtima for the full 48 hours and from the ishtima go in the path of Allah. All of us are ready for this inshallah. Also my respected brothers, this effort of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam actually is the object and maqsad of this ummah. It's something we are supposed to be doing 24 hours. Because we went so far away, our elders, out of their shafqat and their kindness, they've simplified it for us. And they've brought it down. They are saying, if you can't give 24 hours, give 2.5 hours. Man jaa bil hasanati falahu ashru amthaliha. One who comes with one good deed, Allah will give him 10 times the reward. 2.5 hours, inshallah, your whole day will be counted in the path of Allah. So they are saying that daily, we must try and give 2.5 hours to the effort of the masjid. We are going daily to eat, daily to sleep, daily to job and shop. So daily do the work of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So very, very important, make niyat. If we can't give 2.5 hours, at least some time, every one of us, inshallah, will give daily to the effort of the masjid. All of us will try and do this, inshallah. Allah Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الَّذِينَ يَعْتَادُونَ الْمَسَاجِدِ يَعْتَادُ الْمَسَاجِدِ فَشْهَدُوا لَهُ بِالْإِيمَانِ. He said, if you see a person who is making the masjid abad, by abadi of masjid, we have to take that meaning with sahaba too. That is why our elders are saying, make our masjid like Masjid of Nabawi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They say, if you see a person making the masjid abad, then give gawah, give testimony that he has iman. This is an alamat and a sign of iman. So daily for us to give time to the masjid. Mashura takes place in most of our masajid after Fajr. Few minutes. Inshallah, if we sit in that mashura, make the correct fikr, then inshallah we go to our home, we go to our shops, we go everywhere with the correct fikr. Nowadays, Right? It comes in the mafhum of the riwayat that people will leave in the morning, they will be carrying the flags of shaitan. Some people will be carrying the flags of Rahman. We have to carry the flags of Rahman. And how we will do that, inshallah, we will condition our minds daily to make fikr for deen. So that when we go in our business places also, we go with a concern for the hidayat of humanity. All of us will try and do this, inshallah. Also the 2 weekly gush that takes place, not very long, hour, hour and a half. You try and become regular. Our in-gush and our out-gush. Also monthly 3 days. Inshallah, 3 days we'll give, our whole months will be counted as in the path of Allah Ta'ala. The Shab Guzari will take place for Lens Brothers. It's very easy, it's right on our doorstep. If you can't go every week, go once in 2 weeks. If not once in 2 weeks, go at least once a month. But try to link ourselves with the effort of deen. Gradually Allah Ta'ala will take more and more work from us. Also very, very important to make the fikr for the deeni tarbiyat of our families. Our elders say, one, our own deeni tarbiyat, we sit daily in the ta'aleem in our masjid. And very, very important to establish the ta'aleem in our homes. All of us will try and do this, inshallah. Allah give us tawfeeq. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluh, wa laka al-shukru kulluh, wa laka al-mulku kulluh, biyadika al-khayru kulluh, ala niyatuhu wa sirru. لك الحمد على نعمة الإيمان ولك الحمد على نعمة الإسلام ولك الحمد على نعمة الزوجات ولك الحمد على نعمة الأولاد لك الحمد على نعمك الكثيرة وآلائك الجسيمة لك الحمد على أن جعلتنا من خير أمة أخرجت للناس لك الحمد يا ربنا حتى ترضى ولك الحمد إذا رضيت ولك الحمد بعد الرضا اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على محمد وانزله المقعد المقرب عندك يوم القيامة جزى الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله جزى الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله almost merciful, almost kind, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, it is your mercy, it is your compassion, it is your tawfiq that you have gathered us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whatever was said, whatever was heard, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you give us the tawfiq to make amal upon it, Ya Allah. Give us the tawfiq to make amal upon it, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there is a very great distance and gap between our what we are saying and what we are doing, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, let what we are saying become a practical reality in our lives, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us not be those who will give the da'wat of nifaq, Ya Allah. Let us not be hypocrites, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to make amal on what we are saying, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, and bring these things alive in the ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are the most merciful of all those who show mercy, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, this entire majma has come on your doorstep, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, even a miserly person, when such a big group will come on his doorstep, you will not turn them away, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are the most merciful of all those who show mercy. Ya Allah, you are the most kareem, Ya Allah. You are the most raheem, Ya Allah. You are Hannan, you are Mannan, you are Dayyan, you are Ghaffar, you are Wahhab, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not turn this gathering away empty-handed, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our sins, Ya Allah. Forgive our sins, Ya Allah. Forgive the sins of the day, the sins of the night. The sins we have committed openly, the sins we have committed secretly, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us your closeness, grant us your marifat, grant us your recognition, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have absolutely no right, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have absolutely no right to even request you, Ya Allah, to fill our hearts with your love, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, because our hearts have been filthied and dirtied, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, with kabira guna upon kabira guna. Ya Allah, worse than the stench from a gutter is the stench that is coming from our hearts, Ya Allah. We have no right whatsoever, Ya Allah. But still we are beseeching you, Ya Allah. Fill our hearts with your love, with the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, the little child urinates upon itself, Ya Allah. The little child dirties itself. It makes itself nafak, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the mother of the child picks the child up. She bathes it, she cleanses it. And then she lovingly cuddles the child to her bosom, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you love us more than our mothers, Ya Allah. You love us more than our mothers, Ya Allah. You love us more than our mothers, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, cleanse the filth that is in our hearts, Ya Allah. Wash away its sin. Wash away the full that is in our hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you become ours, let us become yours. You become ours, let us become yours, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we want your closeness, Ya Allah. We want to obey you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, yet even when we try and do good, that also is spoiled. The good deeds that we do, that also we spoil, Ya Allah, with the ujb and with the riyah. Ya Allah, when the little child scribbles on his exercise book and he brings it to his father and he says to his father that, have I done well? The father looks at the scribbling and out of his love for the child says, my son, you have done well. Ya Allah, there is nothing that we have done that is worthy of acceptance in your court. Ya Allah, but you love us more than our parents. Which we have even spoiled, Ya Allah, you accept it. That which we have even spoiled, you accept it, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, your Sahaba saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Your Sahaba, when they had a problem, they would go to your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wahi would come down and their problems would be solved, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have no one to go to today. We have no shoulder to cry upon, Ya Allah. Every direction we have only seen your disobedience, Ya Allah. This environment is destroying us. It's destroying our youth, Ya Allah. It's destroying our daughters. It's destroying our sons, Ya Allah. This environment, this filthy, dirty environment is like a brick wall that is stopping us from your closeness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, everywhere we turn, it is only your disobedience, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we don't know where. We don't know where to turn, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, yet your shafqat and your mercy is such, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, that those who were worshipping stones, you made them radiallahu anhum. Those who were worshipping stones, you made them sahaba, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, exhibit through the wasta of that same mercy, we are beseeching you, Ya Allah, to cleanse our hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, to cleanse our hearts, Ya Allah. To grant us your closeness, Ya Allah. To grant us your muhabbat, Ya Allah. To grant us your love, Ya Allah. To accept us, Ya Allah. And accept the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, too long, Ya Allah. Too long we have seen your disobedience, Ya Allah. How many of our youngsters have already become the cause of Jahannam? How many of our young daughters have already become the cause of Jahannam? This ummah is suffering, Ya Allah. This ummah, your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, could not bear to see the hand of a thief being cut off, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, if he was alive today, if he was alive today, and he had to see what was happening to his ummah, what would happen? Ya Allah, they have cried. They have pride over their technology. They have pride over their weaponry. They have pride over their numbers, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have nothing but you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you are the greatest, Ya Allah. You are the most honorable, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are the creator of the heavens and the earth, Ya Allah. You are the controller of the heavens and the earth, Ya Allah. Nothing happens without your will, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are beseeching you, make the decision of Umumi Hidayat, Ya Allah. Make the decision of Umumi Hidayat, Ya Allah. Restore the dignity and honor of the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Protect the Ummah. Protect the Ummah. Protect the Ummah. Ya Allah, after the long night. Ya Allah, after the long night, it is you that bring the light of daylight. After the long autumn and winter, it is you that bring spring and summer, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, after this long decades and centuries of dalalat and deviation, Ya Allah, blow the winds of hidayat. Blow the winds of hidayat. Ya Allah, give the whole mankind hidayat. Give the whole mankind hidayat, Ya Allah. This humanity is thirsty for hidayat, Ya Allah. Make the decision of umumi hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, nothing of yours will be lost, Ya Allah. Your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will become so happy. We can't bear one thorn pricking us, Ya Allah. How are we going to bear the azab of Jahannam? Ya Allah, we can't bear a headache, Ya Allah. How are we going to bear the scorpions of the Qabr? Ya Allah, the darkness of a room frightens us, but the darkness of the Qabr is going to do to us. Ya Allah, Sabika recovers gardens of Jannah, Ya Allah. Save us from the azab of Jahannam. Grant us Jannah al-Firdaus, Ya Allah. Grant us the qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Grant us the concern for humanity that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had. Make the ummah, bring the ummah back to the masjid, Ya Allah. Bring the life, bring the amal al-nubuwwah alive in the ummah, Ya Allah. Make each one of us dies, Ya Allah. Accept our lives, accept our families, accept our wealth for your deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, without your acceptance, nothing we can do, Ya Allah. We are beseeching you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whatever wrongs have brought these conditions of the ummah, we are making tawbah. Ya Allah, we are making tawbah. Ya Allah, we are making tawbah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have no right, Ya Allah. We are not seeking your justice, Ya Allah. We are seeking your fazal, Ya Allah. We are seeking your fazal, Ya Allah. Inna nashhadu annaka anta Allah. La ilaha illa anta wahdaka. لك الملك ولك الحمد وأنت على كل شيء قدير ونشهد أن محمدا عبدك ورسولك ونشهد أنك حق أنك أنت الحق ولقاءك حق والجنة حق والنار حق والساعة حق وأنك تبعث من في القبور وأنك إن تكلنا إلى أنفسنا تكلنا إلى ضعف وعورة وذنب وخطيئة وإنا لا نثق إلا برحمتك وإنا لا نثق إلا برحمتك يا الله يا الله شوي وماسيبونس شوي we cannot bear your عذاب يا الله. We cannot bear your anger. Show your mercy upon us. Announce in the heavens. Announce to your malaika that you have forgiven us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make the decision, Ya Allah. Make the announcement that you have forgiven us, Ya Allah. Make it. Forgiven the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No doubt it is our wrong. No doubt it is our turning our backs on the effort of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that has brought about the atrocities of this ummah. Ya Allah, we are beseeching your forgiveness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are beseeching your forgiveness, Ya Allah. Accept us, accept our families, accept the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This ishtima which is going to take place, Ya Allah. Make it a zariya of inayat, Ya Allah. Make it a zariya of our acceptance, Ya Allah. And wherever the effort of deen is taking place, Ya Allah, you accept it, protect it and give it tarakki, Ya Allah. Protect the ummah, protect the ummah, protect us, protect our effort, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, how long is it going to be empty words? How long is it going to be empty words, Ya Allah? Ya Allah, give us the reality of the 6 points, Ya Allah. Give us the reality of the 6 qualities, Ya Allah. Give us the reality of the 6 qualities, Ya Allah. Make us people of the masjid, Ya Allah. Make us people of the masjid, Ya Allah. Protect our children, protect our homes, Ya Allah. Protect our livelihood, Ya Allah. Everything is in your control. We are beseeching you, Ya Allah, for your acceptance. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minu abduka wa rasuluk Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa na'udhu bika min kulli sharri masta'adaka minu abduka wa rasuluk Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa anta al-musta'ad wa alayka al-balaq wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyi al-azim wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi Sayyidina wa ta'ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.
For the latest in Islamic computer software, Islamic audio CDs and cassettes for your hi-fi or car, contact Par Excellence at 011-830097. That's 011-830097. Par Excellence is a premier producer of Islamic software CDs and audio tapes. They are produced to the highest standards, thereby assuring premium digital sound quality. So call Par Excellence in Johannesburg at 011-830097. Do you want your children to learn to read the Holy Quran like Qari Abdul Basit? Then you need the Al-Ustadh CD-ROM. Al-Ustadh is based on madrasa and Islamic school syllabus that is recognized worldwide, including the LMA and Nurul Islam. The Al-Ustadh will start you right from the basics, using the phonetic method of teaching, and go into advanced aspects like tajweed. Al-Ustadh also contains kalimas, du'as, how to perform wudu, salah, a complete recitation of the Holy Quran, and much, much more. To get the yellow stuff, call Par Excellence in Johannesburg on 011-830-97. That's 011-830-97.